guarantee.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want to talk about, let's start with Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello, Don.
Yeah, we're here. Hey. I'll just make it quick. I talked to you guys last time, and Mark said that he would be more than interested in what I had to mail him, but I believe I have your address, but I just wanted him to know that I did mail him a big old envelope of stuff, and I hope he can read it and, you know, enjoy.
Okay. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about tonight, Don?
Well, other than some other stuff, such as, well, let's put it this way. Where can you find any law that says drugs are illegal except, you know, according to the government? Where?
Well, I'm sure they can.
I mean, I've looked at it. And
I don't know. I'm sure they could write a law if they wanted to that says drugs are illegal. I'm sure they have at some point, Don. I mean, just because they write down words on paper doesn't mean it means anything to me, though.
Yeah, but if you read, you know, even though it might sound a little bit archaic anymore, but if you read the Constitution, they won't have nothing in there. As long as you don't do nothing to anybody else, it's perfectly legal.
Well, one could certainly, I think you're right about that. I think that one could certainly make a sound argument that the drug laws are unconstitutional. That's one of the reasons why when they prohibited alcohol, they actually went through the process of amending the Constitution. Mind you, it didn't mean that prohibition was any better because they amended the Constitution. It was still an awful idea. But at least they went through the motions with that one. With the drug laws, they didn't even bother. Don, thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And no one can call them on it because they run the courts, and there's not much that you can do or say that can change their minds because they are benefiting financially from the drug war. The cops are cashing in big time.
Well, the politicians too.
The politicians to a lesser extent. They
the people
re-elected.
That they know that you know, want these sweet contracts.
Yeah, well, I mean, the politicians benefit because they can, you know, they can campaign as the big tough drug warrior and get some votes out of that. But the real beneficiaries are the drug dealers themselves, who are rolling in profits, black market profits, and the police that get billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars to fight this so-called war on drugs. And on top of that, they get asset forfeitures. So if they see you driving a car down the street, they want to get their hands on. They pull you over, plant some crack cocaine in the back seat, take your car from you.
But now the individual police officers don't benefit, except
unless they do a little deal on the sides. Yeah,
like that.
Come across, if you're a police officer who's willing to break a few rules here and there, you come across a trunk full of cocaine, and you know somebody who can get rid of that cocaine for you, you can take some of that cocaine and then only report the rest of it and, make
sure.
A little money on the side.
And to a lesser extent, probably, I'm sure that there's big stacks of cash around at when they bust these guys sometimes, and it's probably a lot easier morally for a person just to grab a big stack of cash than it would be to grab a kilo of cocaine.
Yeah.
However, there was a big push to hire police on a local and state and even federal level back in the early 70s when Nixon basically started the war on drugs. And so a lot of cops wouldn't even have jobs if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
That's a good point. Let's continue with your calls. Go to the ladies who generally come first, but I forgot about it for a moment. Carly in Florida listening on WFTL. Hey, Carly.
Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Just super. What's
hey, everybody
tonight?
Else out there, hi. I just wanted to say,
Carly's a star.
I think you're using the wrong phrase about don't legalize it, just decriminalize it. This
you know,
is a lesson I learned back in the 60s.
Okay, give me the difference, the distinction, because we've been kind of debating the difference for a long time on this program. We switch
well,
kind of back
just,
and forth.
It's simply we don't need more laws.
I agree with that. I agree. But I don't know if legalization necessarily connotates that more laws would be created. I mean, for instance, if you were to re-legalize, which is the term I prefer, because at one time these drugs were illegal and they were unregulated, I don't think it necessarily connotates regulation.
There was no law ever written regarding it.
Right. So you could go to the corner store. You could send your 10-year-old to the corner store, and he could walk in and buy a bottle full of heroin because...
Laudanum.
Or whatever. Right.
Yeah,
laudanum,
It was no problem. And that's the truth, and we were cowboys, right?
Whatever happens, though, either way would be fine with me, right? Legalization or decriminalization.
Me too. It's just simpler to just simply deregulate, decriminalize. But I also wanted to tell you that, yeah, I've had experience with the mushrooms, and in tiny doses, they're super for pain relief.
Really?
It's just, the thing is, these things, when we were more a rural society, people grew them in their barns.
So they could take a trip without even leaving the farm.
Totally. And
it's a staycation, Mark.
You know, you can chop them up really tiny. You can regulate your own dose.
Yeah, hold on a second. That may be true, but at the same time, you also don't know how much psilocybin is in the mushroom that you're getting. That said, the less you take, the safer you're going to be.
Well, I still go with my neighborhood. I would like to just trust my neighbor.
So you buy them from your neighbor? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, just go to my neighbor and buy a mushroom and, you know, decide, well, I'm going to test this one mushroom.
So would you rank...
Just simply the local neighborhood, kind of like a family thing?
Yeah, your family drug dealer, sure.
Yeah.
Now, Carly, would you rank your mushroom experiences as these people in the study we talked about last hour did as a very positive experience in your life?
Very, yes. Never a bad one. With chemical things like LSD, not so good.
Yeah, badness.
A lot stronger.
Organic is the way to go. You get, a little dot, and that's supposed to be your dose. I'm sorry, that's Nazi stuff. Go organic.
Well, LSA is the active, one of these, I think, bases of LSD, as far as I understand the process, and that is natural, so I don't know.
Yeah,
well, everything in the world
is
natural.
It's also, falsified. But, yeah, you're right.
How do you feel about the people that want to throw you in a prison cell, Carly? How do you feel about those folks?
I'm so happy. I just want them to come right now.
Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nick in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Nick. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just about the whole drug conversation. When most people talk about drugs, they're usually... talked about some of the harder drugs, and that's typically heroin is something that they tread on. And I just wanted to, I'm not going to incriminate myself, but a little information about heroin. There's a lot of misinformation about it. Over the years, it's been singled out as the worst drug. There's really not a lot of evidence to that. The same people that they point to as abusers of heroin are usually the same people that would abuse ice cream. There are just addictive personalities out there, and those that are addicts would be addicted to whatever. It doesn't matter if it's heroin or not. Me, for example, I know a guy who basically every Friday night he comes home from work and he gets high on heroin.
Wow.
He's not, I wouldn't call him an addict or...
So he's not shooting up in the bathroom at work?
No, he's not. I mean, he just comes home, gets high on heroin, sleeps, and, he kind of goes through that short withdrawal. The thing with heroin is the withdrawal is much shorter than it is with oxycodone or Oxycontin or any of those drugs.
So you're saying that heroin is actually less intense of a withdrawal than the legal versions of heroin that are on the marketplace?
I'd say so. I think with intensity, it might be the same.
Is your friend injecting the heroin, or is he doing it some other way?
He's snorting it. I mean, how he gets it is he gets it from people that, he knows. This is the whole thing. If you know what you're getting into, you can
make it safe.
And yeah, well, as safe as it can be, you can't really be 100% safe. And thanks, Nick, for the call. You can't be 100% safe in the black market because you never know when a batch is going to come through tainted or too strong or something like that. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Good morning, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 11th, 2008, gold opened at 959.10 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for at 986.44, 485.75 for half ounce, and 242.88 for quarter ounce. That's 986.44, 485.75, and 242.88.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Made's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Made in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Made and wake up feeling great.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, they include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Or see their banner at FreeTalkLive.com. 800-259-9231, that's the number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything as we continue with your calls. We go to Chuck, listening to WSC in Charleston. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
What's
my
on?
Question is, all right, I've done, you know, some drugs recreational, and they always end up, you know, you go to a party or whatever, and you end up doing some drugs, and they always end up in the bathroom seeing who can get, you know, as many lines in their nose as possible. So what my question is that if they were legalized, is there a way to make the drug have the less jonesing effect, where you just got to have line after line after line?
I have no idea what's possible. I mean, as far as scientifically, I can't say for sure. But, I mean, have they made alcohol that doesn't create hangovers yet? I mean, I think that certain substances, they have inherent factors to them. And if you, you know, take too much of that substance, then you know, something bad is going to happen. Or if
you pay the piper.
There's going to be some
In that case, then every party you ever go to and there's, you know, coke around or something like that, it always ends up, you know, in a bathroom, in a back room, somewhere doing, you know, one after the other. And
I wouldn't know.
That doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I don't go to those parties, so I really can't comment.
Well, but I mean, you're talking about partying with doctors and lawyers and this, that, and the other, you know, and I've done all that, and that's where it always ends. So what you're saying is, you know, without knowing that, I mean, if you legalize it, then what you're doing is you're just putting everybody, and I don't do drugs anymore, but...
Okay.
And what you're doing is, if you legalize it, you're just putting everybody in that. That's what those drugs do to you.
Well, now,
so
now
like
what are we putting everybody in what? Wait, I don't understand.
Well, here it is. It's not like you just sit around and do a line and say, oh, okay, that's great. And that's not the way it works.
Now, they should be able to do as many lines.
Let's look at alcohol for a second. Let's look at alcohol and use this. Who are the people that generally do the beer bongs and they stand on their head and drink a funnel of a beer?
Right.
Those are college kids, right? The only high schoolers, the only one in America that it's illegal for them to drink. I think it's the illegality, partially, that drives people to want to consume these things even more so. If there wasn't that sort of, well, this stuff's going to go away, this lack mentality, because it's not easy to get coke, and it's not easy to get heroin. You have to go, you know, work real hard to get it. If you could just go down to the drugstore and get the stuff, there wouldn't be quite the drive. Granted, these are addictive substances.
Well, yeah, I mean, the cost in the free marketplace would be driven down. I mean, compare, for instance, the price of if you go and buy a bag of tobacco to roll your own cigarettes with, you can get a pound of tobacco, rolling tobacco, for $12, and compare that to, you know, $1,200 to $5,000 for a pound of marijuana.
I'm saying, I think you guys got a good point. It's just what I'm saying is, if they could take the, you know, if they manufacture it with quality control and take the jonesing effect away from different drugs, you know, because I don't think there's any drug out there where you just do a little bit and say, I'm done.
Well, who knows?
I smoke a little pot and I'm done.
Well, who knows what
the
marketplace could come up with something. I know that there are some supposed after, like things you can take for drinking that'll supposedly get rid of your hangover. I don't know if they actually do or not, but they claim, you know, products that you take after the fact that will get rid of the hangover. So maybe they could develop things like that. But either way, it's a non-issue for me, because what I'm concerned about is allowing my neighbor to do what he or she wants to do with their lives and not try to impose my viewpoint on them.
I do understand that.
So if you want to go and snort cocaine all night, I think that's your business, and it's what you should be able to do. If it was a legal drug, as it used to be, you could go and buy a pile of cocaine for the amount that it costs to buy, you know, an 8-ball today, and you could do as much of it as you wanted. And that's your business, and at least that way, when you wake up in the morning or the afternoon,
talking from past experience,
yeah,
you don't just do a little bit of coke. You
that's
know,
fine.
You do a lot.
It's an addictive substance. At least if it was in the legal marketplace, you could do a lot of coke and not break the bank on it and not have to go out and I know that you said you partied with doctors and lawyers. Those guys can afford their cocaine, but the people that are on the other side of the economy, they can't afford it, and so they go and they rob and they steal and they hurt people in order to get the money to buy the coke. In the free marketplace of drugs, could be able to buy as much coke as they wanted and still have money to pay the rent with the next morning because
I understand. And, you know, I am with you on the fact that if you're not hurting anybody, why don't you do what you want? But
exactly.
My only concern is that it's going to lead to more, say, poverty, or it's going to maybe
no,
not
I
poverty,
can't do that.
It's cheaper. It's
right.
cheaper. Okay.
Right.
I just don't want to see a lot of people in the gutters because
it's a good point. We're going to address that coming up. I'll address that here in a moment. Thank you, Chuck, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let me just insert this story since he mentioned he was concerned that in a legal marketplace more people might use and end up in the gutter, that sort of thing. David Borden at StopTheDrugWar.org addresses this exact concern in this week's edition of the Drug War Chronicle. He says, do drug laws affect drug use rates? It's a core prohibitionist assumption that they do. If you pass tough drug laws, harsher penalties, drug testing, more arrests, use will decline. Liberalize drug laws, decrim, medical marijuana, harm reduction, and drug use will undoubtedly skyrocket. Society will implode. We'll end up with people in the gutters. It'll be the 70s all over again, maybe even the 60s. As it turns out, we've heard these concerns over and over again.
I don't know what he's talking about, the 70s and 60s. I, you know, didn't see this happening anywhere I was in the 70s.
You were born in 1971, though. So
right. Well, I
don't know how aware you were of all that.
I guess. I'm just trying to...
As it turns out, however, it's just not true. Study after study has failed to find any increase in marijuana use following the passage of decriminalization laws in many U.S. states. For example, people are more complex than the simplistic boxes that drug warriors try to put them in. Add one more study to the pile, an important one, by the way. This study, carried out in conjunction with the most recent World Health Organization mental health surveys, boasts 19 authors. That's 19 authors from 18 different countries on every continent of the world. They examined data on drug use from 17 countries. This diverse, respectable group of academics from around the world determined that, quote, drug use does not appear to be related to drug policy, as countries with more stringent policies, like the United States, did not have lower levels of illegal drug use than countries with more liberal policies, like the Netherlands. 18 studies combined, or 19 studies rather, combined into one.
Done by scientists.
All fine.
Not by preachers.
Right.
Not by politicians.
Finding the exact same thing out. In other words, says Borden, the drug war is all for nothing. So what is the point of it? We've proven that we can invent more and more ways of ruining or interfering with people's lives. But ruining lives isn't a policy goal worth our dollars or that our consciences should tolerate. If harsh policies don't stop sellers, as we discussed recently, and if they don't deter users, then what's left? Well, nothing worthwhile. Your drug war is having zero effect on whether or not people choose to do drugs. It's confirmed a million times over at this point. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Houlihan contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive and have conversations with lots of our listeners. Over 350,000 posts await you to surf through there. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's free. By the way, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, let's go to John on the line in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, on this drug war thing, there are several, or there are many reasons for the drug war, and I wanted to talk about several of them.
Okay.
You were talking earlier about the respectables, and what do they have to say about it? Yeah, I think that they do, and in fact, there are a whole lot of people that believe in government that really just like to tell their neighbors what to do. You know, you need to be like me. If that's not, you know, if I don't think that's the right thing, then I don't mind at the point of a gun. They wouldn't hold a gun themselves necessarily,
right,
but they don't mind telling everybody what to do at the point of a gun. And that includes some of these nice religious people who would think that if you wanted to have a spiritual experience or even just relax, you'll do it the way you're told.
Right. Who would Jesus
in
imprison?
The religious folks. The relaxing part, I suppose you're just supposed to be dumbed down and watch the local sporting events and buy into that thing, or just, you know, do the mass media kind of thing. And I guess that's supposed to be relaxing for some people. not very relaxing for me, although I don't find relaxation in most drugs. I do find it in some beer occasionally, and I wouldn't be opposed to trying other things once in a while, but don't find myself doing that. But the history of this also, speaking of the respectables, they've been used to support this. If you go back to marijuana, when they decided they wanted to make that illegal, they had a racist campaign against blacks and Hispanics.
That's true.
Saying that these people on marijuana would come after your white daughters and that sort of stuff.
I wonder if that was the primary motivation. I think that might have just been something to get the other, WASP senators to vote for it, whereas the real motivation was probably Henry Anslinger and DuPont, these other companies that were heavily invested in products other than hemp, and they did not want to see hemp, be legal in the marketplace. So I think that was probably the primary motivating factor, and they just used the fact that, oh, them black folk, they smoke it. We don't like black folk. And
right,
so they used that as their kind of promotional venue to get
right,
it illegal.
That was the sales pitch. That was
yeah.
the sales pitch. And Anslinger, I guess, he was involved in the newspaper industry as well. And so he had a big mouthpiece so that he could promote that. In the case of opium, my understanding is that when you had the Chinese immigrants
right.
out on the West Coast that were willing to work for wages that were lower than the unions pressurized to push for opium to be illegal. And just to touch on two more, war is the health of the state, so the state is always looking to fight some nonsense war. And the final one, I just have one example of it that always comes to mind, the government funds secret, covert, illegal wars all over the planet through the CIA, and we have the one example that I always recall because it was so black and white. You had this guy named Hossenfuss who was working for the CIA, who flew down to Nicaragua one year. We're having the Nicaraguan Contras and whatever all that was down mm-hmm. there, the Marxist regime and all that, and you had the Congress here in the United States saying that the war was illegal, and yet the CIA was running guns down there to these people.
Well, the
CIA Hossenfuss fellow had run down, brought a plane load of guns, and on the way back, he was shot down.
Yeah, it crashed.
And what
right.
was he carrying with him was a whole bunch of cocaine.
There's really been some interesting evidence there, and I think you've really knocked out the arguments,
but
John.
But that kind of, if you follow that through, and you say, if it's illegal and Congress isn't funding this, how do they pay for those guns that went down there?
Yeah,
well,
there's definitely some solid evidence, and you're citing some of it. And, John, thanks for the call tonight. Good. A nice little wrap-up of a variety of some of the reasons why certain drugs are illegal today while others are not, answered the question I asked earlier tonight. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It just people don't respect the choices of their neighbors. That's all that this is about. You need to, if you want to be free, you need right. to respect the choices your neighbors make, even if they're different choices than you would make.
And that's really the hard part about freedom is, you know that there's people out there that are going to make bad decisions. There are people out there that are going to make bad decisions. And
they'll continue making them.
To allow them to do so just
yeah.
sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, the fact is they continue to make the bad decisions even after the bad decisions are made illegal. And then once they make those bad decisions, the fact that they're illegal compounds the problem as though it were bad enough that they were hooked on some sort of addictive narcotic. Now they get to go to a prison cell.
And I have to pay to keep them there.
It's just a sick, twisted system that does not show any level of compassion whatsoever for one's fellow man. Let's continue and talk to Scott in Tampa, listening on WFLA. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Not here to give you my opinion. I think that you'll be able to get that from what facts I'm about to state.
Okay.
Here in the Tampa Bay area, within about a 24-hour period, we had two drug busts gone bad. First one...
Uh-oh.
In a Target parking lot, the police were doing a sting. The guys bolted, crashed into a mom of three, killed the mom,
yep.
three children in the hospital.
Oh.
Next day, down in Sarasota, there was a sting set up at a McDonald's. The sting didn't go as planned. The cops, multiple cops in masks and guns, drawn...
Jeez.
Stormed into the McDonald's, everybody hit the floor. The customers and employees didn't know what was going on. They thought they were being robbed. The guy runs in the bathroom, shoves a kid aside, basically created a very serious potential hostage situation, if not mass killing. And he had $950 worth of drugs on him plus they were selling him the drugs, which is the weird part. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is these are two issues of very public stings,
right,
with the public at risk.
Yeah, dying and being terrorized by these police.
The excuse on the police side is, well, we have to keep them somewhat high profile because otherwise the officers might be in danger if we're out in a rural area.
Oh,
and I'm
so
thinking, yeah, isn't that what they signed up for?
No, it's not.
And how many moms do we have to lose for every officer that we save?
You'd be amazed at the level of protection they put in their own codes as far as what the rules are the police officers follow for themselves. They're very, very concerned with their own safety. Officer safety is a very, very big factor when it comes to the police doing
However,
things.
When they do these SWAT team raids, how often, and it happens often enough, we have a story all the time, they bust into the wrong house, they shoot people's dogs, as a matter of course. I mean, it's just like they come in, they shoot the dog, and then they find out, oh, we're a wrong house. Sorry.
Yeah, it's really just out of control. And none of these things, both of the stories you gave, never would have happened if drugs were simply re-legalized. All the people that were buying those drugs would be able to go down to the corner store, pick them up, go home, and everything would be fine. There'd be no
If I may add, into the drug war in Colombia, how long do you think it would take to get the air out of the rebels' tires? If drugs were legal in America.
Right, that's the way the FARC is funded, is through cocaine, period. And they enslave farmers there to grow the stuff.
You're absolutely right. Great call tonight, Scott.
Thank you
for making that call. Great examples of how the drug war is... It is terrifying people for no reason whatsoever. As we read earlier, the more restrictive drug laws are has no... fact, it is not even a factor in whether or not people use drugs. It's not even a factor. So all these people being arrested, terrified, killed, having their homes and cars stolen from them, all of it does nothing but enrich the police department and impoverish the rest of us, and it's time it ended. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show, we need you to do us a favor. It'll only take you, a minute of your time. Maybe not even that. You need an email address. If you've got one of those, then go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. If you like what we're doing, it's one of the best, simple, easiest ways to help Free Talk Live out. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it helps pump us up on the Podcast Alley rankings, the top 10 for the month of July. So it's a once-a-month thing. Once you've done it this month, you're done. So take a moment. Right now, if you're in front of your computer, or if you've got a computer in the vicinity, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us. We really appreciate it. Let's continue here. Your calls, we go to them. First, we'll talk to, we've got Jack in Boca Raton on the line on listening to WFTL.
Good evening.
Hello, Jack.
Good
What's on your mind?
Good evening, and thank you for taking my call. Well, my thing is this, and maybe people are tired of hearing it, but I'm getting a little tired of these politicians, these two guys running for president right now. In this respect, they're all coming up with ideas to try to get the United States to get more oil, get more gasoline, and bring the prices down at the pump. And they're trying to tell the people, well, we should conserve by kind of carpool or use public transportation and what have you. But look at what they're doing and spending and jet fuel and everything else flying all over. Why don't they turn around and go back to the railroad cars and do these whistle stops like they did 54 and 60 years ago when Eisenhower, Stevenson, et cetera, ran for president? Maybe they saved some money, too, and helped save the country some oil and gasoline. Well, that's all I wanted to say about it, but I'd like to hear your opinion when I hang up and turn the radio back on. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. I got to agree with Jack. Politicians don't. The medicine that they want to give you is nothing like what they take for themselves because they believe in their hearts that they're better than you. That's really what they think. They know that they've got the power. They don't mind using it, and it doesn't matter to them what your life's like. That gasoline that they're using, they don't even work for their money, man.
Yeah.
The money's given to them. They don't know what it's like to work for their money. John McCain is a serial bureaucrat. Mm. Barack Obama, I don't know that he's ever had a job, a real job. By a job, I mean you don't work for the government.
Yeah.
And many people that do work for the government work real jobs, but politician?
No.
Nah.
They don't provide a product or a service to the marketplace whatsoever.
An officer in the military? I question that. I mean, sorry. I'm not of the opinion.
Hey, a bureaucrat's a bureaucrat.
I'm not of the opinion that anybody who's working for the government at all understands what it's like to work for a dollar in the same way.
They don't have the same incentives.
They don't have marketplace incentives. They may work hard. I can go out in my yard and I can work hard digging a hole. That doesn't mean that I've worked hard for a dollar.
It doesn't mean you've created value for
it. No. I know that in order for me to, you know, the best way that I know how to make value is by selling radio ads. That's what I do for a living. That's how I make my money, and that's how this show goes,
right.
Survives. And that's the marketplace incentivizing the best thing I can do. I'm a poor hole digger. I'm a poor jet pilot. But I can sell radio ads like nobody's business.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Vince.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Listen, I agree with you on this war on drugs because I think it's being fought out on the nation's highways. Very
yeah.
much so, because I read from this insurance.com that the number one problem is that people have, you know, what the police find or what the investigators find is people either are under the influence of drugs and alcohol, but that's the secondary issue. The major issue is that alcohol is legal, but, you know, just smoking a marijuana cigarette's not. And, you know, I'm not saying it causes accidents or people. I think people cause accidents.
Right. There's no evidence whatsoever to suggest that driving while high on marijuana is going to cause an accident. In fact, they do find that the people that are on marijuana are aware that they are impaired to some extent, and they compensate. They actually compensate in their driving ability. They might drive a little slower. They might be a little bit more careful in order to compensate mm-hmm. for that. And the same can be true of someone who's been drinking, depending on what their mentality
is. I still think driving
is.
Under the influence and whether that influences alcohol or marijuana should be, a crime.
I don't agree. I think driving dangerously should be a crime. I don't think that driving under the influence is in any way inherently dangerous. As you said, Mark, you know, last night you were driving home on after drinking two beers.
Two beers, yeah.
Right. Well,
and, you know,
you're under the influence.
It's not. It's not true. Not from a legal standpoint.
There's alcohol in your veins. You are under the influence.
Fine. And I waited. You noticed that I waited 10 or 20 minutes,
yeah.
20 or 15 minutes before I left.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Sorry?
Is that in Indiana, they passed what they call the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937. That was during the Great Depression. And I think you'll find a majority of the states at that time passed some various what they call the Marijuana Tax Act.
Or marijuana stamp act, yeah.
They did, and I think that, you know, those taxes still exist, but obviously they don't really care too much.
They just don't give anybody the ability to sell them.
Yeah, you can't really pay them and sell them anyway.
So really what it is selling without the license.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo, and really the reality is they're putting people behind bars for a plant that grows in the earth, and it's madness. Thanks, Vince, for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to Brian in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, there's been some serious calls tonight about, like, drugs, and I thought I'd, you know, maybe lighten it up a little bit.
All right. Go ahead.
It wasn't a couple years ago. It was a couple weeks ago, actually, that you guys talked about, like, a zombie attack.
That's right. The zombie invasion, what to
it's
do.
It's probably been a couple of months.
Yeah, what to do. Actually,
a couple months, was it?
Yeah, we actually turned it into a promo. It was so good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, thought of an idea. What if it was zombies versus raptors? Who do you guys think would win?
Velociraptors.
Sure. Are we talking about the same amount of raptors against the same amount of zombies?
That's a good question. Important.
Let's, I'd say like a pack. Is it a pack of raptors?
I don't know. Maybe they call it a claw.
Versus what? Wait, a pack of raptors versus
let's say I have three zombies.
Three zombies?
Oh, the raptors would tear them to pieces.
Yeah, I've got the raptors
different
and the zombies.
Yeah. But, I mean, the raptors, they've got they've got that kind of natural factor. Of course, the claws,
they got the big
claws,
toe.
And they've got the instinct that the zombies just. I just get the feeling the zombie instinct isn't as honed. It isn't as crafted as the velociraptor. So I think it'd be a short. I think they'd make short work of them. What do you think?
If the raptor did scratch the zombie or eat it. Would it become a zombie raptor?
It could. You know, you're right about that.
But does that mean the zombies win?
I don't know.
Though, yes, that's if
the
if,
world
if,
ends.
Well, right. If the raptors get turn into zombie raptors, then I think technically the zombies have won, because the zombies, they don't really care about winning. Of course, nor do the raptors necessarily. They just want to spread their zombiness. And if that was the case, then their goal would be achieved.
That's true.
And then the raptors would turn on one another, and then you've got zombie raptors versus regular raptors. And that'd be a good fight.
I haven't seen a lot of evidence that just touching a zombie makes you, you know.
Well, I mean, scratching it. If you get like. Well, have you ever scratched a zombie?
Have I ever scratched a zombie? I can't say that I have.
No. Wait, it's when the zombie scratches you, right? It's when the zombie bites
you. If you get his stuff under your fingernails, you know, maybe.
That's you could cut off your hand. You could survive that one. Like if you touch the zombie, probably.
True.
But the raptor doesn't have that kind of brain.
But a raptor's hungry though. That raptor wants that meat.
Yeah, if you eat a zombie, that can't be good for you.
Would zombie meat really be attractive to a raptor? I mean, they haven't really been alive. So,
zombies?
Right.
Yeah, zombies have been alive.
No, they're not really alive.
They are not alive.
The Walking Dead. So, I mean, would putrid, rancid, old meat be attractive to a velociraptor?
I don't think a raptor really cares, you know? I mean, it's never...
I think so. I mean, look...
I have to call George Lucas, like a Jurassic Park, Dead Rising, you know, type
If you get a chance to talk to him, make sure that he dubs you a Jedi, because he's the only one in the world that can make you a Jedi.
Really? That's pretty cool. Hey, dude, thanks for the call. Appreciate you lightening things up a bit here tonight. And always interesting to talk about fantasy matchups. 800-259-9231. We continue. Ryan in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm also going to lighten up a little bit, because this talk of drugs is really making me kind of sad, because a lot of my family members are dealt with drugs, and it's not a good topic, and, you know, there might be some kids listening, and it's kind of sad. So I'm going to lighten up with a little topic for you guys. All right. The Incredible Hulk. What are his limits?
Mark, you're the man with the Captain America shirt on, so you would know this better than
I. When you look at... Well, Incredible Hulk is the strongest character in the Marvel universe, but there's also the DC universe, and Superman can he's like moved the planet Earth before. The Incredible Hulk lifted a mountain.
Mountain is about the max, huh?
Yeah, that's about where he's at. I mean, the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets. But in the Marvel universe, they always have their limits. Whereas Superman, Batman, you know, you're talking about billionaires.
Batman wasn't a super anything, though,
but he was a
toys.
Billionaire.
Okay, there you go. Hey, thanks, dude. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. This is your show. Bring up anything. For real. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If your credit